Welcome to episode 3 of Kid Talk plus Mom Thoughts, a family chat with Alex and Maurice. Don't forget to grab your favorite snacks, popcorn, chocolate, or maybe even some fortune cookies. And enjoy listening with our family.
That's right, episode 3 is here. And today we're talking about the brand new Disney movie, Freaky Friday. Buckle up, because things are about to get, well, freaky.
If you don't know the backstory, the very first Freaky Friday movie came out in 1976. Then, in 2003, they made another version, which is probably the one most people know best.
That's the one about Tess, a single mom, and her teenage daughter, Anna. They aren't exactly getting along, especially because Tess wants to remarry and Anna is totally against it. During a family dinner at Pei Pei's Chinese restaurant, they get into an argument and Pei Pei's mom gives them fortune cookies, and when they open them at the same time, boom! Earthquake. Except, they realize they're the only ones who felt it. The next morning, oh surprise, Tess and Anna have swapped bodies.
So let's play a little game. If people swap bodies really happen to us, who would you want to swap with and why?
You want to go first, Maurice?
You can go first.
So, I want to swap with you, Alex, and with you, Maurice. And the reason why is just because I just want to feel what is to be Alex, and I just want to feel what is to be Maurice. What about you, Maurice?
I would like to swap as the whole family because I've never been an adult before, so I want to see how it is being an adult and being the like older.
What about you, Alex?
I want to swap with Maurice because he's a kind and lovely boy.
Okay, I love the answers, guys. Okay, next level. If you swap bodies with Daddy, what would you do first thing?
I would just get the phone and just play on it because I've never had a phone before.
Okay. What about you, Alex?
I want to be with Daddy of Daddy's body because I like cooking and I like the way he cooks.
Oh, that's a nice answer.
And Mom, what about you? If you swapped bodies with me or Maurice, what would you do first?
So, I feel like when I was your age, guys, I was just thinking, like, oh, I want to be an adult because I will do this, I will do that. And sometimes children forget that adults have more responsibilities. For example, you guys, now your only responsibility is to feel happy. Your only responsibility is to enjoy your life. The only responsibility that you have is to go to school, which I'm not saying is not difficult. However, when you are an adult, you have bills to pay and you have like to worry about work, about things, and it's not the same. So if I were to swap bodies with you guys, I will enjoy every single bit of it. I will play, I will read books, I will just be so creative, I will just enjoy every single bit of it.
Now, back to Freaky Friday. This time, Anna is all grown up. She has a daughter, Harper, and she divorced but planning to remarry a single dad named Eric. The only problem Harper had, Eric's daughter, Lily, aren't exactly best friends.
Yeah, and when they parents
announced the wedding, Harper and Lily team up to try to stop it. Classic kid move, right?
But here's the twist. This time, four people swap bodies. Lily switches with Tess and Anna. Switches with Harper. Things get pretty wild for them.
Here's fun fact. The very first Freaky Friday movie was made before mobile phones. Where I think, imagine swapping bodies without texting anyone.
And did you know Disney has made at least four versions of Freaky Friday over the years?
Wow. Also, guys, did you know that over 3 billion fortune cookies are eaten every day in the US? That's a lot. And another fun fact is that we have believed that the fortune cookies were originated in China. However, according to a news article written by the New York Times and the Ripples, believe it or not, it was originated in Japan. Wow, that is crazy.
How that you've got the story, let's dig into our questions. What was your favorite part of the movie?
You can go first.
Me? So my favorite part of the movie is that when Harper, which is Anna's, is Harper, right? Yeah. Harper, which is Anna's daughter, was in her mom's body. She, of course, Lily and Harper team up to make the wedding, well, to destroy the wedding. However, when Harper was in her mom's body, she realized how much Eric loved her mom. So for her, that was a wake-up call, and she cannot open her eyes into the fact like, oh, okay, this person actually loves my mom and she actually cares about our family. So I think that was my favorite part of the movie. What about you guys?
My favorite part is when Jake came in the bike and after Harper, which was in Anna's body, was like this, oh, I need to act like this.
That was a funny part. What about you, Alexander?
My favorite part was when they started to fight and Eric said the wedding is over.
So there were two fights, if you guys recall. One fight, it was the food fight at school. Remember when they were bringing cakes and they were doing like selling cakes and food? And then, was it Harper that started the fight?
Yeah.
So Harper took a piece of something, of food. I think it was a cake. And threw it at Lily's. And then the whole school started this food fight. So that's one fight. Are you talking about that fight? Or the fight when it started at the rehearsal dinner?
The one at school.
Yeah. So, next question would be, what do you think Lily's fear was about her dad getting married?
Lily's fear was that her dad would forget about her mom.
What about you, Maurice?
I think her fear was that because she went to, if they won't go to London, then that means they won't remember where her mom was, which her mom was in London.
For me, it's the same, guys. I agree with you. I think Lily's fear was about the fact that because, first of all, they used to live in London and now they're living in the USA. And practically, she was saying at some point, like, I'm worried that we are going to forget my mom. and I don't have anybody here. This is a new place to me. So the fear was like, yes, they're going to forget about her mom, as well as they are in a different place, in a different country, you know. So it was just difficult for her, which does make sense.
Which version of the movie did you like the most and why?
I liked the first one because Anna was going to detention and she had a band.
I like the second one because Jake looks way cooler.
And for me, I think I'm going with the first one because the first one, I feel like it was funnier. And plus, like, Anna had a band as well.
From 1 to 10, how would you rate this movie, 10 being the highest?
You want me to go first, Maurice?
Yeah.
So, I will give it an 8 because I was expecting a little bit to be like funnier and for more things to happen. So I will give it an 8. What about you, Maurice?
I would give it a 9 or 8.
Why?
Because, like, everyone looks older. And I like in the first one that everyone was in high school.
Okay, makes sense. What about you, Alex?
I'll do 10 out of 10.
Why?
Because it was a little bit funny and it had a lot of expression.
Good. So, the movie was rated PG, which means parental guidance. Do you think it's suitable for kids under 7 years old?
No.
You, Alex?
No.
Why do you guys think it's not suitable for under seven?
Because when Jake was coming, Lily, which was Anna,
it was Tess.
Tess. She was telling Harper to act like sexy and things.
Yes, that's probably something that children on the 7 shouldn't be. Yeah, that's true.
What do you think this movie is trying to teach you?
So, in my opinion, it's trying to teach us, like, you know, at the beginning, Anna was trying to explain to Harper that she loved Eric and that she was thinking that maybe Eric was going to be a good addition to the family. But Harper couldn't understand. The same happened with Lily. Her dad was trying to explain to Lily, like, I love Anna, I want to be with her, I want to form a family, the four of us, including Tess. And however, they didn't understand until they swapped bodies, which means sometimes people in real life, they don't understand other people's situation until they go through the same stuff. So that's what they say, like, you never understand until you walk in their shoes. So it's for us to realize that we not necessarily have to be walking on other people's shoes to understand. We just need to sit down, look at what's happening and say, okay, if he's causing it all this pain or if this is happening, I understand and I'm here to support. So that's what I think.
What do you think, Alex?
I learned to understand people's situations.
I think that it's trying to teach us that people, like, if you're a parent and you have, like, someone you like, but they're, like, two people that don't like each other, I think it's trying to tell you that even if you hate each other, you can become friends.
That's a good one as well. Well, guys, and with that, we wrap on this Freaker Friday chat. Thank you all so much for hanging out with us. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We have lots more fun family chats coming your way. See you on the flip side!